is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I just don't get why you're so obsessed with them. That's all.
I'm not obsessed. I just like reading them.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Olivia. Matthew.
Hi. Mr. Whitaker.
What can I get for you?
Oh, nothing for me, thanks. But you can get Matthew the latest issue of Professor Incredible.
Professor Incredible? The superhero?
One and the same. Don't you think it's silly to spend all your spare time, and even time you can't spare, reading superhero comics?
So I like superheroes. What's wrong with that?
Must be a boy thing. I would never get caught up in hero worship.
No? What about Melissa Cyphers?
Real person. My heroes are leaders who make a difference in the world.
By singing cute little songs.
So what do you think about this, Mr. Whitaker?
I think you should both follow me.
The Imagination Station?
Why here?
To answer your question.
Huh?
You both are going on a new Imagination Station adventure to meet one of the greatest heroes of the Bible, David.
The David who wrote the 23rd Psalm and killed Goliath the giant?
That's the one.
Awesome!
At least he was a real person.
Oh, yes, very real. You'll be seeing him at a different time in his life, though, long after he was crowned king.
Even better.
I hope so. And I hope your adventure will answer your questions about heroes.
Processing. Complete. Clothing and appearance will match chosen time period.
Well, have fun.
Proceed through the door beneath the flashing red light.
Ready, Olivia?
Yep. Okay. I love the Imagination Station. So what do you think's going on?
Looks like some sort of ceremony.
For King David?
Maybe.
Matthew!
Is he calling me?
I think so. He's heading right for us. I guess people already know us here.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Sorry, I was just...
I know. You were just exploring again. I admire your curiosity, but I can't have my aide running off every time I turn my back. Where are my darts?
Your darts? I don't...
You mean these little spears?
You put my quiver of darts on the ground?
Well, I just...
I thought you wanted to be a warrior, Matthew.
Yeah, I do.
The first rule of being a warrior is never put your darts on the ground. And the second rule is never put your master's darts on the ground.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps I should make this young lady my aide. Who are you?
I'm Olivia, Matthew's sister.
Sister? I didn't know you had a sister here in Alfake, Matthew. Why were you hiding her from me?
I wasn't.
Oh, don't feel bad. He didn't tell me he was working for you either. In fact, he didn't even tell me your name.
Really? Are you ashamed of me, Matthew?
No, sir. Olivia.
Pleased to meet you, Olivia. I am Joab, general of King David's army.
David? Where is he?
He's back in Jerusalem. You're behaving very strangely today. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So this ceremony isn't for the king?
No, it's for the prince.
Prince? What prince?
The prince!
That prince. Prince Absalom.
Greetings, my friends. We meet again.
Whoa. Olivia, are you okay?
That is the most incredibly, unbelievably, amazingly handsome man I have ever seen!
Indeed. It is said that he has not a blemish on him from the soles of his feet to the top of his head.
And speaking of his head...
Oh, yes. The letting down of his hair.
That's not just hair. It's gorgeous hair.
It's so long.
It's also about to be cut.
What?
As the sheep are sheared once a year, I must also be. First, the shears.
No! Why?
Well, he really has to. Absalom's hair grows so thick it becomes too heavy for his head. So once a year, he has to cut it. It has become an event.
No.
Done.
Oh.
And as the sheep's wool is weighed, 200 shekels.
That's a lot of hair.
A good crop this year.
A good crop this year.
I don't believe it. With his hair cut, he's even more gorgeous.
Go ahead.
Oh, he's headed this way. He's coming right here. How do I look? Matthew, does my breath smell? Smell it.
Yuck. Will you cut it out?
Joab, you made it.
My prince, may I present my aide and dart-bearer Matthew and his sister Olivia.
A finer aide I have not met, and it's always a pleasure to meet a maiden of Israel.
Oh, no, 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 no. The pleasure is all mine, Prince Hare. Prince Handsome, Prince Absalom.
Oh, brother.
What news, Joab?
I have sent word to Tikkun. The woman will meet us at the palace.
She will say the right things?
My very words will be in her mouth. Trust me, my prince. We will get you back to Jerusalem.
I hope so. Being away has been torturous.
For your father as well.
I find that difficult to believe. Especially considering that my father is responsible for my banishment.
I know your father. He wants you to return. He just needs a nudge in the right direction. Be patient a little longer, my prince.
I have no choice. I patiently await your good news. Farewell, Matthew. Bear your master's darts well.
I will.
And goodbye, fair Olivia. I do hope we shall meet again soon.
Oh, me will. We will.
Make way for the prince.
Here.
What's this?
A rat. You're drooling.
Har har. Very funny.
I'd never get caught up in hero worship.
Again, real person.
Hey, David's real too. Are we going back to see him now, General?
Yes, and we best be off.
Excellent. Can my sister come?
You want to, Olivia?
Olivia?
Huh?
We're gonna go see King David now.
Oh! General Joab.
Yes?
If Absalom is a prince, why can't he go to Jerusalem with us?
He is in exile.
Exile? Why? What did he do?
He had someone killed.
What?
Real person, all right. Real bad person.
But he seems so nice, and...
I know, gorgeous. But even nice and gorgeous men can make bad choices. My chariot is this way. What do you think of the palace, Olivia?
It's nice. Not quite as, I don't know, regal as I expected.
King David is a man of the people, or at least he used to be. He doesn't go out of the palace much anymore.
I can't wait to see him.
You act as though you never have. We haven't been away that long.
I know. I just...
King David is his hero.
He is a hero to many, or was.
Now remember, we must remain back here while the woman from Tikkun addresses the king.
The king!
That's King David?
Indeed.
Wow.
But he looks so old.
Life will do that to you. Life and poor decisions.
Here is the woman.
Oh, great king. Hear my petition, I beg you.
Make your request.
I am a poor widow from Tikkun. I had two sons who were out in the field. They argued, and one struck the other and killed him. All of my relatives want me to hand over my remaining son so they may put him to death for his crime.
Is that not the law?
But if they do, I will be left with no one. No heirs for myself or my husband. Oh, great and wise king, please do not let them destroy my son. Protect him, great lord.
How great is the love of a parent for a child. Fear not. As the Lord lives, not one hair of your son's head shall fall to the ground.
Oh, oh, thank you, great king. Thank you.
Go in peace.
Please, let your maidservant speak a word more to my lord the king.
Speak.
By agreeing with my injustice, do you not expose your own guilt?
Guilt?
God plans ways to help the guilty return to him. You will protect my son for his crime, but why then will you not bring back your own banished son, Absalom?
Tell me truthfully, woman. Was the hand of Joab with you in this?
Oh, well, as your soul lives, my lord, indeed it was Joab who commanded me and gave me these words.
You may go.
Oh, thank you, my lord the king.
Joab?
Uh-oh.
Shh. Yes, my king.
Joab, your scheme worked. Go bring back the young man Absalom.
My liege, today I have found favor in your sight. I shall go at once.
One caveat.
My king?
Absalom may come home, but he is to go to his own house. He shall not see my face.
I understand, sire, but Absalom may not.
Oh, I'll tell him.
Olivia, what are you doing?
Let go of me, Matt.
Quiet. Come forward. Isn't this your aide, Joab?
Yes, O king. Matthew.
I can't believe you know me, sire.
And who is this?
I'm Olivia, his sister.
I'm sorry about her, great king. She doesn't understand about the greatness of great kings like you, great one. I mean, you're...
Great?
Great, yeah.
Want that rag back now?
I appreciate the adoration, Matthew. Tell me, Olivia, why are you so eager to go see my son?
Well, O king, I am from Aphid, and...
Aphek. I
am from Aphek.
Yes.
So I know that being away has made your son so sad and so lonely and so...
Gorgeous?
So gorgeous. And I would like to give him the good news that he can come home.
Very well. You may accompany Joab and Matthew back to Absalom.
Yes. If you don't mind, I'd rather stay here with you, O king. If it's all right with Joab, of course.
Joab?
Fine. So long as he behaves himself.
I will.
Very well, Matthew. I could use some company.
Yay!
Come, Olivia.
Right behind you.
You may regret your decision to stay, young Matthew. You won't find me very good company.
No way! I mean, you're David. You fought off a lion to protect your flock. You wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." You defeated Goliath.
That all happened long ago. That person and that time are gone.
You're still king?
These days I am the king of sorrow. A man of grief, mourning the loss of his sons.
Sons?
Yes. Absalom and Amnon.
But Absalom isn't lost. He's alive and coming back.
Absalom will never be the same beautiful young man he used to be. That man is forever gone, considering who it was he had killed.
Who?
The other son I mourn. Amnon. Please excuse me.
Absalom killed his own brother?
That's it, Joab? What good is it to be in Israel and Jerusalem if I'm not let back into the inner circle? I might as well stay here in Aphek.
If that's your decision, so be it. I've done all I can for you and more than I should. Come, Olivia. We have accomplished our task. Time to leave.
Oh, but he's really upset.
He'll recover. Come.
I'm going to stay here with him.
Very well. So be it.
Prince Absalom, are you all right?
No.
I'm really sorry about how everything turned out.
I thank you for your kindness.
I know you're upset, but... Well, Joab was sort of right. I mean, letting you come back to Jerusalem is, well, it's pretty generous, considering...
Considering what?
Well, considering why you were in exile in the first place.
You have obviously been listening to rumors.
Sorry. So, it's not true you had someone killed?
No, it is true.
Oh.
But did whoever told you that tell you the whole story?
No. What story?
Of Tamar, my wonderful, delicate, precious sister. And a very evil man named Amnon destroyed her life.
What did he do?
It's not something one your age should know. But for what Amnon did, the law of Israel said he should be put to death. Despite this, do you know what happened to him?
What?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. My father should have brought the full weight of the law against Amnon, but he didn't. Oh, he was angry. But aside from that, he let Amnon get away with it. My sister was disgraced, and Amnon went on as though nothing ever happened.
Wow.
So I waited 2 full years after Amnon destroyed Tamar's life. And then I invited him to a shearing party. And when Amnon was full of wine, I ordered my servants to strike him down for the sake of Tamar, as the law demands.
So you were punished for helping your sister?
Yes, and for carrying out the law of which my father, the king, refused to do.
But why didn't David carry out the law, or do anything?
Oh, if you ask him, he'll tell you he didn't agree with my interpretation of the law. But that's not the real reason.
Then what is?
I'll tell you all about it on the way.
The way? Then you're going back to Jerusalem?
Of course. Even if I can't see the king, Jerusalem is still my home, where I belong, where I need to be to carry out my plans.
What plans?
Plans to help Israel return to the law, to help my father see the error of his ways. And you can help me, Olivia, if you so desire.
Yes, of course I do.
Good. Then we shall go to Jerusalem, and I shall tell you more of my father. And I shall make things right.
Processing. Cycle complete. Subject Matthew is now in the wilderness outside Jerusalem. 2 years have passed.
That was weird.
Matthew.
Huh?
Throw the dart.
Oh, right. Oh, man!
You're still not keeping your eye on the target. Watch me.
Dead center! How'd you do that?
As I've told you repeatedly, focus.
Here you go.
You keep this quiver to practice with.
But these are your best darts.
Now they are yours.
Thank you.
Just don't put them on the ground.
Yes, sir. Is King David as good with these as you are?
He used to be, but the king has let his skills lapse. He no longer goes to war and doesn't even hunt anymore.
It's too bad. I would have loved to see David in action.
Many long for those days, especially those of us who were with him then, who thought of him as a
hero?
Yes.
Joab, what happened to him?
It's not my place to say, except that the king has a very soft heart when it comes to children. Especially his own. And that's both a good and bad thing. Good because he loves and forgives them, but bad because it prevented him from disciplining them when they really needed it.
Make way! Make way! Make way for Prince Absalom, the glory of Israel!
Speaking of which...
Indeed, it must be noon. Right when the gates of the city are filled with travelers. A perfect audience for him.
Absalom's hair has grown back out. It really is gorgeous.
You sound like your sister. I see she's still at his side.
Yeah, she looks just as gaga googly-eyed as ever.
Ahitophel is also with him now.
Yeah. Who?
Ahitophel is a trusted advisor to the king, one of Israel's top minds. Interesting. What do you think about the prince?
I don't know. I know Absalom is popular and good-looking and all, but something about him gives me the creeps.
Your insight serves you well. One doesn't do what Absalom is doing unless he has a very good reason.
What reason?
You just said it. He's very popular, and he's gaining in popularity every day. He's been slowly stealing the hearts and minds of the people of Israel away from his father.
Shouldn't we see what Absalom is doing?
Indeed. Come.
My brothers, you've come from all over Israel to present your grievances to the king. But how many of you have actually had an audience with him? Very few of you. Oh, that I were made a judge in Israel. Then all of you, my brothers, who have a claim or a cause, could come to me, and I would kiss you on the cheek and give you justice.
Wow, he's really laying it on thick, isn't he?
I don't see Ahitophel anywhere. We must find him and see what he's up to. I'll go this way, you go that way. We'll meet back here.
Yes, sir.
Orphan, I've gathered the men as you asked. We can talk unheard here.
Good.
I need to get closer.
My friends, today is the day. Prince Absalom has received permission from David to go to Hebron this afternoon to fulfill a vow he took while he was in exile. But that is all a pretense. We'll have 200 people with us. Once we're in Hebron, you are to take off throughout the land, and when you hear the sound of the trumpets, you are to proclaim, Absalom is king in Hebron. Are we clear?
Yes, very clear.
We are clear.
Excellent. The time has come for a new king in Israel.
Yeah, not a new king.
A new king? I've got to find Joab.
Come on, Joab, where are you?
Matthew?
Olivia! Listen, have you seen Joab?
Wow, it's good to see you too.
I'm sorry, but I really need to find Joab.
Last time I saw him, he was headed towards the palace.
Okay, good. You should come with me.
Where? To the palace? No way. I'm going with Absalom to Hebron.
Look, I know you're all gaga over Prince Goldilocks, but Absalom isn't who you think he is.
Neither is King Psalm writer David. You know, he only banished Absalom because Absalom was following the law.
What are you talking about?
The guy he had killed was named Amnon, and Absalom had him killed because he ruined Absalom's sister's life. It was justice for Tamar.
Olivia, do you know who Amnon was?
Yes, a very bad man.
He was also Absalom's brother.
What?
Yeah, I guess he didn't mention he had his own brother killed.
Well, no. But at least he was defending his sister's honor and the law. That's more than David did. He didn't do anything about Tamar, his own daughter.
That can't be right.
Oh, it's right, all right. And it's just the start. Your precious hero David had someone killed too. An innocent man named Uriah. Just so he could steal Uriah's wife.
But...
Yeah. Ask Joab. He was part of it too. Or better yet, ask David himself. See if he denies it. Meanwhile, I am going to Hebron with Absalom.
Olivia, you can't. There's something else you need to know.
Olivia, are you... Matthew, good to see you again.
Thank you, Prince.
Let us be off.
Olivia, please, please stay here.
Why should I?
Because you're my sister, and I care about you.
That is very sweet, Olivia.
Yes, it is. And I care about you too, Matthew. But I need to go. I'll see you later.
I have to get to the palace.
Sire, there is a conspiracy in the land, and its author is Absalom.
He hasn't gone to Hebron to fulfill a vow. He's gone there to make himself king.
I know. Listen.
My lord, the hearts of the men of Israel are with the prince.
Oh, Absalom, how could you do such a thing to your own father?
My king, we must act.
Yes, we must leave. Now, spread the word. All who are loyal to David, abandon Jerusalem. Retreat! Retreat!
Olivia.
What's going to happen to Olivia and Matthew? And to David and Absalom? Keep listening to hear the dramatic conclusion. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. David and Absalom was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Kelly Stables, Justin Felbinger, Victor Brandt, Pej Vedat, Brian McNamara, Diane Michelle, and Matt Hurwitz. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.